cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
And we continue to work in common and in common cause against terrorism and work in common cooperation toward reciprocal trade and shared growth.
That right there, Donald Trump, the president of these here United States of America, Martin Trudeau of Canada, was down here visiting him today, having a talk about trade and whatnot. But we have breaking news right now. I'm very excited about this. Playboy is putting nudity back into his magazines because apparently the articles weren't as good as they thought, is what I'm hearing. So in the end, sex sells. That's just, I think, producer Phil, would you say in the end, sex sells?
I would say in the end, I like to look at it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. There you go. It's old school, like vinyl, but Playboy is reintroducing nudity. They said they were taking back their identity. The fact that Donald Trump's in the White House means that they feel good enough to put nudity back into those their pages. Crazy. Martin Trudeau is here today. What's it mean? I don't know. This is the first time that President Trump has sat down and actually talked, I'm sure, a lot of policy. With last week, the Prime Minister of Japan was here, Abe. Then you had, of course, Theresa May was here the first week that he was president and that she is the Prime Minister of the UK. Those were more, hey, you know what, paying you a visit. Hopefully we'll work together in the future. We're allies, et cetera, et cetera. This was totally different. This was, there's a reason that he was here. He's worried about trade. You know, I saw that he tweeted out today that all refugees are welcome to Canada. I have a great idea. I would love to see that play out for real. If you really feel that way, then we're going to deport the ones we catch to you guys. We're not sending them back there. We're sending them to Canada. If you feel that this is the way you really want to run your country and that everybody's welcome there, woohoo, here you go. Hey, look, you don't have to go back home. You can't come here, but we worked out a deal with Canada, right? Because they gave us hockey, and so we're going to give them refugees. So there you go. Right on? We feel good? Everybody feel good about stuff? Fantastic. Hey, they don't care what you do. You go up there and you have fun. You set up mosques. You do whatever it is that you need to do. Knock yourself out. It's all good. Everybody can come here. In fact, I was Trump today going, if I am a refugee anywhere in the world, Yemen, Somalia, Iraq, Libya, doesn't matter where. If I'm escaping persecution or hell, I just don't like where I live. Canada says, come on over to the house. It's a party. Everybody's welcome. They're not turning anybody away. And we've decided that instead of exporting 11.5 million people out of this country, we are giving them free passes for 30 days to use any mode of transportation. You'll fly coach. You'll take a Greyhound. It's absolutely free. Here's $500 spending cash in Canada, which is like 50 billion Canadian dollars. You are free to go. Let's test them on it, right? Chad, that is a brilliant idea. I know, right? Right there. What do you think of them apples, kids? Happy Monday. Hope all is well with you. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. If you ever wonder what Mr. Trudeau sounds like, let's do clip number one talking about the partnership with us.
The bond between our nations is a special one. No other neighbors in the entire world are as fundamentally linked as we are. Security and immigration need to work very well together, and certainly Canada has emphasized security as we look towards improving our immigration system and remaining true to the values that we have.
It sounds great. Again, you said, you tweeted out that everybody was welcomed. So knock yourself out, kids. This is it. This is it. ICE, if I was ICE, I'd be rounding people up. We're going to talk about ICE here in a little bit. I'll be rounding them up, and here you go. They're like, oh, you're going to send us back? Hey, you're going to send us somewhere else? No, we're not sending anywhere, eh? You're going to Canada, eh? So get ready, eh? Oh, for sure, eh? Yeah, that's it. That's what it's going to sound like. Away you go. Knock yourself out. Next thing you know, think about the diversity that hockey's going to have in 10 years, 20 years. Think about that. Hockey's going to sound like, oh, he shoots the puck. Goal! It'll sound like that. Chad. Being so mean to Canada. I'm not being mean to Canada. I love Canada. We work together. Look, America's top hat. Actually, it's not even America's top hat. It's a beret. America's beret is a good place. I love Canada. I do. I love their national anthem. I think it's amazing. Great syrup. People are the nicest people on earth. It's a wonderful place. But if you're that excited about having refugees come over here that maybe aren't vetted the way that we would like them to be vetted, or better yet, anybody coming in there, then knock yourself out. Right? It's like taxes. Oh, rich people don't pay enough. There's a thing on there. When Warren Buffett whines, bitches, and moans about how much he should be spending in taxes, but how little he actually does, there is a thing on there where you can pay it forward. You could pay every dime you have to the federal government. They will gobble it up for you. I'm just saying is all. I am just throwing it out there. Have an understanding. Oh, for sure, Derry. Oh, for sure. There you go, there. Gonna go to Canada, eh? And then once everybody gets across the border, we'll build a wall there. the border between Canada and the U.S. is the longest contiguous border, open border in the world, right? It's completely open. Just to let you guys know that. So we'll just send everybody up there, see how that goes. We'll see if they're turning anyway. You just call people on their crap. That's just it. You call people on their crap and see what they're willing to put up with. Maybe he is. Maybe Trudeau will welcome everybody with open arms, and all of a sudden they'll have an extra 5, 10, 20 million people and mouths to feed and people to educate and all of those things, and the pressure on their system, which is already struggling across the board when it comes to health and other things. We'll see how that rolls with them. I think today's meeting was going to be interesting. About 9 to 10 million jobs Canadians create here in the U.S. when it comes to cars and automobile parts and things of that nature that is directly affected. But I just thought that was hilarious. 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 Flynn looks like he is going to not be going anywhere. You know, he is Lieutenant Flynn, Homeland Security, is probably not going anywhere. Here's what that says to me. Mike Pence, pardon my language, people, you're a bitch. That's all you are. You're nothing else. You mean nothing else to us. You go out there and you do what I say you're going to do. Steve Bannon and Flynn have been with me for a long time. These two right here, they are more important to me than you are. I know Flynn lied to you, and we're going to get him to apologize. But in the end, you're about 12th on the pecking order, so understand your role. To me, that's what it looked like. He just, whoop, you just neutered him in front of the world. He lied to the vice president, and you're still going to keep him. You got neutered in front of everybody. Neutered. They're going to put a cone on him for 3 weeks so he doesn't try to, undo his stitches. That's how bad it is. One of those cones they put on the dogs or those cats after they get neutered or fixed so they can't lick their stitches. That's what they're doing to Mike Pence. How hard is it going to be to interview him this weekend on one of those weekend shows with that big cone on? It's going to be really hard. Super hard. You got neutered. He lied to your face. Flynn did talk to people in Russia about the sanctions, saying there is going to be a new sheriff in town. And we'll look at those sanctions then and the possibility of getting rid of some of those. You looked right at the vice president and you're like, no, I didn't. You got neutered. 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 The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Got some good text messages over the weekend about several things and some from earlier today. We're going to talk about those, including one person who's struggling with the truth of the world. You can call the program 844-DIG-CHAD. Check out the podcast, ChadBensonShow.com. You can email the show, Chad@ChadBensonShow.com. Got your urban word of the day, and then Ice Baby is at it. But is it any different under Trump than Obama? It's the Chad Benson Show.
Something is going on here.
Say what?
Well, good luck with that.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
Oh, happy Monday. It is the Chad Benson Show. Hope you had a solid, fun weekend. So much stuff to get today. We're going to get to it all from top to bottom. But as usual, we like to make you a little bit hipper and cooler in the streets. That way, if you drop some of this this knowledge on people, some of this vernacular, people are like, damn, that person's on point. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here's your urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Now, I actually have experience with this urban word as early as today. I had some experience with it. About 2.5, 3 hours ago, I went for a workout. And on the treadmill next to me was somebody who was rocking out, whose voice was not very good, whose music I could not hear. He was singing a cappella. Crapella. Singing out loud while listening to music with your headphones on, whereas the singer gets the benefit of the music. Those unfortunate to be standing nearby are subject to an unaccompanied and invariably crappy rendition of the song. I wish the guy singing next to me on the treadmill today would shut up. That is your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
We did. We do that every single day at that time, your urban word of the day. Over the weekend and over the last week or so, there has been plenty of issues regarding Trump when it comes to immigration, when it comes to a lot of stuff. But one of the things that's getting a lot of focus on is ICE. ICE. Immigration, Customs Enforcement. They're out there. You see them in the jackets. There's been a lot of raids. 680 people have been taken into custody. Sweet mother of goodness. Are you kidding me? Yes. Yes. They're out there doing that. People are freaking out. People are going crazy. It's exploding all over the internet. Explosion. You've got your ginormous explosion of ICE all over me. What people are saying. Collaborate and listen. ICE is back with a brand new edition. Oh my God, he's just the best. I said earlier, wouldn't it be great if Vanilla Ice was part of ICE and you could do a reality show where you send him out on the streets with ICE and he's just, and it's all old school Vanilla, right? He's got his hair all flipped up. He's driving that 5.0 as he rolls up. And as you're getting arrested, he's in one of those ICE jackets and he's just dancing around all sweet style singing, you're being deported. You're being deported. Chad, that's rude. Well, this is getting all kinds of pub and play. Let me tell you something. He's not doing anything different. ICE was doing the same amount of raids. They call it surge raids, where they're going out and they're enforcing the laws and they're conducting raids. They're same kind of raids at the same pace as President Obama. Obama goes ostrich in these. He doesn't want people to know that they're happening. Most of, I think about 80%+ of the people that have been taken into custody over these last couple weeks in these raids are people who are either fugitives running in their own country or already convicted criminals here in this country, and they're getting them out. The others that have been caught, it's guilt by association. You're in the wrong place at the wrong time. This is what's happened. But the way that the media has gone about it, it makes it seem as if he's stepping up. He's not done anything different. ICE has come out and said, we're not doing anything different that we didn't do under Obama. It's the way it's being reported. That's the only thing different that's happening here. That's it. Makes it seem like something crazy is going on. Makes it seem like he's doing all kinds of stuff. Makes it seem like that this is the thing that he, you know, he's even talking about. This is what I promised. But ICE is like, slow your roll. We did the same thing under Obama. Obama didn't want you to know what was happening. You know, Obama's, and one of the things about Obama is not to beleaguer the point, because, you know, he's no longer the president and stuff, but, you know, his nickname was the deporter-in-chief by a lot of people. The deporter-in-chief. He's the deporter-in-chief. Well, those numbers were a bit askew. They were, because the way that they looked at deporting is if we catch you at the border and we send you home, we're going to count that as numbers, as a catch and release, right back into whence you came. That's not really deporting. That's stopping entry more than it is deporting. But we're going to count those numbers anyway. And so those numbers were skewed. I think Trump wants to be the actual deporter in chief. I think he wants to get a lot of people out of here that shouldn't be here. I have no problems with that. And I think there are a lot of law, you know, yes, they've broken the law, but they've been here. And since they've been here, they've done nothing wrong. And they've proven to be, you know, people that want to be here in this country. And I don't think we should get rid of them. But there are some people that are bad. And those are the people that ICE has been targeting. And they've been doing it since before Trump was in office. It's just the way it is. But it gets reported as if this is his thing. Like he's going out on the raids with him. It's hilarious. It is hilarious. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. Somebody tweets in, you just gave him an idea. Oh, yes, with ice, vanilla ice. How awesome would that be? I would love that. Vanilla ice with ice out there doing stuff. He's got to dress the part. Tonight on Vanilla Ice with Ice, we're in Houston, Texas. There's some bad hombres here, and Vanilla Ice is going to lead a raid. Hopefully, he doesn't get shot. Because otherwise, the show would end. Like killing Bigfoot. You kill Bigfoot, the show's over. Oh, my God. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. Love it when you do. Call us 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. So much stuff still to get to, including what's going on in Pyongyang. Boom! That, of course, is North Korea. What Kim Jong-un is doing. And should we be worried at all? I'm thinking no. But last night, the Grammys took place. We've got the ratings. We've got the outrage. We've got the usual crap that goes with it, as well as what's going on or what went off in England with the BAFTAs, which is the Academy Awards for Britain. And now several people attacked Trump, including calling him an idiot. And one woman stood up and said she's the most lambasted, most critiqued human being on earth. And it's just not fair. It's the Chad Benson Show. And you want us to print this. Shape plays on a fade. Slice like a ninja. Cut like a razor blade. So fast. Other DJs say damn. Yeah. My rhyme was a drug. I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my... The Chad Benson Show. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it.
Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I'm not feeling the political clown right now.
I feel you.
I just want to thank President Agent Orange
for
perpetuating all of the evil that you've been perpetuating throughout the United States.
War.
I want to thank President Agent Orange for your unsuccessful attempt at the Muslim ban. When we come together, we the people.
Let's go.
We the people.
Let's go.
We the people.
Let's go.
We the people. We the people.
I think they called him President Cheeto as well at some point. That right there was some of the highlights of the evening, if you will, or lowlights, depending on what it is. It wasn't very exciting. The Grammys last night didn't draw a huge number of people to it. Middle America loves what Trump is doing. Middle America is about Trump. Middle America speaking their language right now, which is jobs, which is security and safety, which is immigration reform. They're screaming, you know, at these Grammys and at the BAFTAs over the weekend. I saw Meryl Streep pledges to fight the brown shirts, referring to the Nazis. And come on. Just she says, I am the most overrated, overdecorated, and currently the most overrated actress who likes football of my generation. I think and that was the BAFTA, so she's talking about football over there, which is soccer. It's like, I don't think they understand that you can do too much and people get annoyed with you, right? Last night wasn't very good. It wasn't horrible, but people turned out to watch for 15 minutes, saw enough of the annoyance that was, it's just going to be 5 hours of picking on Trump, and it's not going to be entertaining. It's not going to be satirical. It's going to be mostly laced with disgust and anger and venom, and I don't really want to be a part of that. I don't. I don't want to be a part of any of that stuff, so I'm going to move on. And and here's the thing. If you can sit here and you can say that Colin Kaepernick had a part to play in why the NFL was down, you could also look at it and say that the reason a lot of these shows are down is people don't want to hear a bunch of political ranting and ravings from people who live on, you know, either sides of the coast and don't share the values with 250 to 300 million people in this country. And I'm not talking about whether or not they're Democrats or Republicans. I'm talking about whether they're super liberal progressives who are panderers. That's what the Tribe Called Quest last night pandered completely. Joy Villa, or Villa, depending on how you want to say it, is a woman who showed up last night. She was wearing a white sash and this dress. And while she was on the carpet, she took the sash off and she was wearing a Trump's dress that says, "Make America Great Again." Make America Great Again. That, to me, is balls. What they did last night by bringing up a bunch of Muslims with the hijabs on the whole nine, that's not balls. That's easy. That's pandering to a bunch of people. Show me somebody who's got the cojones enough to walk up on stage and actually say, you know what? Enough is enough. He's our president. We're all Americans. We can disagree. But in the end, we should support one another and want him to be successful. I, for one, am one of those people that want him to succeed. That's nuts right there. Like, wow, that's crazy. That's amazeballs. Nobody would do that, though, for fear of the backlash. By the way, Joy Villa, I think she's number one on iTunes. She's exploded. She got lambasted in social media. She got destroyed because that's what SJWs do, social justice warriors. But her songs have exploded because other people are out there going, well, who's this lady who's making America great again? You know, who is this? What is she about? There was some musical performances last night. Let's listen to, you know what? We didn't get to it earlier. Let's listen to Prince's solo, Bruno Mars. I don't think people know he could play the guitar, but they did a tribute last night to the late, great, miniature rock star that was Prince. And Bruno Mars, who's not very much bigger than Prince, really, really could play the guitar, and I think he surprised a lot of people. Not bad, huh? Bruno's got some talent. I mean, he's not like you, Phil. Now, Phil, you play the mostly acoustic side of things. Do you play the electric guitar?
I do play electric guitar. In fact, I played a hell of a lot of electric guitar over the weekend, but I'm not a lead guitar player by any means. I'm a good
rhythm guitar. Phil, let's just calm down when you played a lot of electric guitar. You actually laid a lot of pipe, meaning you were plumbing. Because I saw your plumbing handiwork. I saw your plumbing handiwork this weekend. I saw you posted it. Phil was more excited about anything. Phil did a plenty of, producer Phil, it should be plumber Phil, did plenty of fixing the faucets, putting in shower heads. You are the ultimate man.
Just call me Mario.
I'm just going to call you that. Adele won last night, and she gave a speech that was both heartfelt and full of vulgar.
And the Grammy goes to 25, Adele.
It took an army to make me strong and willing again. My artist of my life is Beyonce in this album for me. We adore you. You are our light. And the way that you make me and my friends feel, the way you make my black friends feel, is empowering, and you make them stand up for themselves. And I love you. I always have. And I.
Well, I don't know. I mean, she dropped it. Live TV. You can't do those kind of things. People get a little squirmy about that. I'm sure there'll be a letter to CBS. Oh, you guys can't do stuff like that. Nobody's ever heard those words before. Nobody's ever heard them, their words. She won Album of the Year, Best Pop Vocal Album of the Year. She won 5 total, which, you know, is... And she said, my black friends. But you can't say my black friends. Does everybody understand that? There's some things you can and can't do. She got Record of the Year, Best Pop Performance of the Year, Song of the Year. Okay, so Record of the Year is the single. Album of the Year is the album. Performance of the Year is the actual performance of said song. And when you do Song of the Year, that's actually the writing of it, is what we figured out today. Because I get confused. And there's a reason to be confused, because it's not making any sense whatsoever. It's pretty much about it. Pretty much that's like, none of it makes sense. And there were some other weird things that happened last night. Can I just say, of course I could say it, but I just want to apologize for any of the musicians that I talk about who happened to die a couple days after I talk about them. Because on Friday, I mentioned that Al Jarreau was retiring, and I think I was the only one who talked about it. And then apparently I killed him on Sunday, which was not cool. So I apologize to the Jarreau family. Because he just announced his retirement on Friday, said he's going to stop touring, just play a few specific dates here and there, and then within 48 hours, he was gone. Let that be a lesson to you. Never retire. Yeah, killed the dude from Asia, right? What was his name, Phil?
John Wetton.
Yeah, killed him. That was a shame. So I'm just saying, you know, be careful. Be careful. Oh, feels sweeter every time. What a great voice. And you know what sucks is you've got to do it in a year when there's no... Like, you had Bowie and you had Prince dying, so you're screwed, right? Like, you want to do it when nobody else has died, and that way... And especially dying the day of the Grammys. Because all he got last night was, Al Jarreau died today, and we're really sorry about that. That's it. We're not going to get a posthumous thing next year. We're not going to get some magical, like, 20-minute tribute. Nobody's rolling out to sing any of Al Jarreau's songs. You got to do it on a year when there's none of that stuff. Bowie won last night, posthumously as well. Comedy is something that I love dearly. And we're going to talk about comedy and how this White House struggles with comedy, but how comedy is something that's so needed in our life, in what we do to keep in check a lot of people in this world, leaders. And when you start to take on comedy and you start to go after comedy, and this includes both sides of the aisle, I have a problem with that. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. We have some comedy cavalcade of fun from SNL. Plus, I went to a 5-year-old dance on Friday night, but I might as well have been at the club. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Yo, 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 you know who this is, boy.
Chad Benson.
Look, the problem is all these terrorist instances and incidents that you're not reporting on. Okay, I have a whole list here of acts that you guys never even write about. Never covered them once. Let's read from the list. Okay, the Bowling Green Massacre. Okay, not the Kellyanne one, the real one. Okay, the horror at Six Flags. The slaughter at Fraggle Rock. The night they drove old Dixie down. Okay?
Oh, my God. Melissa McCarthy. Does she have to be in New York, you think, every weekend? I'm assuming she's going to have to be at, in New York every single weekend, because is her playing Sean Spicer. I don't know if you saw it this weekend. It was funny. Hey, this is some Trump stuff. Alec Baldwin is doing a great job. Humor is a wonderful thing. It is an amazing thing. It is one of those things where we're able to keep our leaders in check at times using satire and humor. There is nothing wrong with it. If it upsets you that they make fun of Trump, if it upsets you that they make fun of Sean Spicer, if it upsets you, that's a you problem. That is. Get over it. If you're going to be in that situation, you're going to take blows. That's fine. That's fine. There, Sean Spicer he's a target. And I feel bad for somebody like Sean Spicer. I feel bad for a lot of people inside of the White House who have to try to maneuver inside of this White House based on the fact that the Twitter-in-chief will go out, and while you're in the middle of something, talking to somebody, he's tweeting something polar opposite to what you're saying, and then you've got to figure out how to take it and bring it into something, and all of a sudden, remember what I said 2 minutes ago? Well, I just found out I don't believe that anymore. That's frustrating. It is. People are mad at Reince Priebus. Got to get rid of that guy, right? Got to get rid of him. It's tough being there right now. It's tough. Doesn't mean that it's not going to be something great. Doesn't mean it's not going to be something solid. Eventually, they're getting their sea legs. They're getting their legs underneath them. Give them some time. There's a lot of jockeying for position. I don't think too many of these White Houses have had this kind of situation where you've had so many strong personalities who all want to please father. And I'm not talking about the kids. But we need humor. Satire is wonderful. Poking fun of people brings them down to a level, right? It brings them down to a level. When you have people who are too big to make fun of, that's not a good thing. It humanizes them when you can make fun of them. It does. Trump's not above it. Sean Spicer in this White House isn't above it. I didn't like the way that, you know, that sometimes they pick and choose. I think when you are satirical in the things that you do, you can't pick and choose a side. You have to be able to skewer both sides, and otherwise you're not doing it a service. And that's sometimes what happens with Saturday Night Live, is they'll go and they'll only skewer one side. Although I would say this, had Hillary won, I think she would have been in fair games. The other thing is, too, is how interesting is the person to skewer when you're on somebody like Saturday Night Live? Trump is interesting. Sean Spicer's interesting. Steve Bannon will be interesting. Ivanka Trump, probably not so much interesting, right? Obama, you could make fun of him at times, but it wasn't as interesting. Hillary, interesting. Bernie Sanders, interesting. You can make fun of them. People like to see that. It brings them to a level that makes them human. And we need our sarcasm in this world. We need our satirical artists to be able to do that. Absolutely. Reagan was fun. I remember Saturday Night Live. I don't know if you guys remember this, but if we can all remember, there was a lot of billery and a lot of Bill during Saturday Night Live's one of its good runs, because Bill was fun. Man, Bill's interesting. Everybody likes Bill, and Bill likes everybody. Come on over here, girls. Sit on my knee. Well, why, Santa? I don't know. Why not? Right? It was interesting. It's not just about skewering aside. It's also, can you do something fun with them? Boring's not good. But we need the satire, and we need it, and I love it. And if you can't handle it, and there's a lot of people that hit me up over the last couple weeks because I think some of the stuff is funny, especially about Spicer, who tear into me and it makes me laugh, calm your ass down. Period. Settle yourself. First of all, that's not you. Secondly, why is it that you're so freaked out that somebody is making fun of, quote unquote, your side? Learn to roll with it. Act like you've been there. And it's not you they're making fun of. Over the weekend, Friday, I went to a dance. Took my bestie's daughter. She is 5. And my best friend Lisa, she said, you know, her dad doesn't live here. And I said, oh, I'll go to father-daughter dance. So she's 5, and it was Under the Sea, so I expected to hear Sebastian from that movie, Little Mermaid, singing that damn song, Under the Sea. So I get there, and I notice that it's, you know, it's kind of kindergarten through like 6th, 7th, 8th grade kind of thing, so it wasn't just the 5-year-olds. I was like, okay. What kind of, you know, it was big, too. It was huge. Some kids have prom dresses on. Some girls dressed like they were going to the club, and some girls acted like they were at the club. They got like 6-inch stiletto heels on. Like, I'm a dad to a 6.5-year-old. All right? And he is easy to dress. I don't have to worry about him going out looking like he going to the club. Some of these girls look like they were going to the club. And the music, which I was totally surprised by. Again, elementary school, maybe 7th grade, maybe 8th grade, you know, I think it was from like 5-year-olds, like 13-year-olds were there. And I danced, by the way, for those of you not keeping score. Not only did I dance, I grooved it up. I did the chicken dance, and Ruby was cute. She just liked the dap, and we did the chicken dance like 300 times, even though the chicken dance only came on once. But we did a lot of dancing. We did a lot of grooving. A lot of dads weren't into the grooving. They all wanted to film. It was really weird, but all the girls were on stage when, like, some of the, you know, whipping Nene. But there was a few songs. It's like, to the windows, to the walls. I want to see sweat rolling down. You're like, what? Like, these are young kids. This ain't the club. It felt like that. And as a father, I would have been, like, I even now, my sister is 16. And I go on her Instagram and I say, uh-uh. Do not like. Chad. No, I'm sorry. I don't. I mean, you're not a hooker. Have a little respect for yourself. Just a little bit. But that's just me. But I was surprised at the way that some of these little girls were not only dressed, but how they were dancing. You know that father's thing? We got Scotty here who's getting ready to have a kid. And he's going to have a girl in April. And I said, Scotty, you got to work hard. And the hardest thing you have to do is work. And so you make sure your daughter stays off the pole. Some of these dads this weekend, I think, were excited that maybe, just maybe, these little girls were going to make it rain. That's all I got to say. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.